This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the Sound Deals Warehouse.
And we are your hosts, Max and Ivan. I'm Ivan, and this...
Yeah, I'm Max.
There you go, yeah.
I couldn't tell whether you were going to say my name as well, or...
Oh, well, I kind of figured that you might say, hi, and then I would butt in with, is Max.
You want to... So after you said the word this, you were hoping I'd respond with hi.
Yep. So it would have gone something like this.
Hi. Oh, sorry, was that the wrong this?
Sorry. Yeah, that was the wrong that was the wrong this.
Hi. No, again.
So it should have sounded like this.
I think the word should is possibly a little overstating the case here, but let's roll this one out.
We're your hosts, Max and Ivan. I'm Ivan. And this...
Hi.
...is Max. See, it's pretty... pretty good, right?
And also...
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to introduce me.
Ivan, have you sort of planned in secret a very detailed but also completely incomprehensible intro to Sound Deals?
I've been scripting our riffing, but clearly you've not received my letters. I posted them. I posted them a while ago, but have you not received my letters?
Well, a couple of things. Firstly, whilst I do receive post to my vehicle mm-hmm. outside the factory, it is slightly erratic, and
right.
the postman isn't always prepared to come.
Because you've got, I mean, it's not really a letterbox, but I guess there's that window that doesn't really close.
It can, but yeah, I mean, it's actually, I think of it as a flexi letterbox. It's a kind of, it's got a real sort of, you know, it's better than a letterbox in that whilst it doesn't close per se, mm-hmm. Which, you know, is in line with most letterboxes. They, you know, they have, there's always a gap there. And whilst, you know, conventional letterboxes generally have a flap cover. I have a small piece of cardboard, which I use to much the same effect. It can open more, allowing small and indeed medium-sized packages to be delivered into the back seat of the car as well, and directly into my hands. So
it's almost like if a letterbox were a cat flap size or even a tiny bit bigger.
And indeed, cats do get in. It's not necessarily that warm outside the Sound Deals warehouse, and even inside the warehouse, frankly.
No,
but it is. It can be toasty warm in the vehicle, and occasionally nearby cats will come and join, which is another bonus feature, really.
Yeah, no. To be honest, I'm very jealous of that because I'd love a pet. I'd love a pet in the warehouse.
Fair. Is that permissible or
no? I mean, I think I am classed as a pet.
Oh, who owns you?
For well, the you know the Sound Deals team,
the sort of the management.
Yeah. I think that's more a legal thing, just so that they can get away with what they are feeding me.
I see.
Yes,
I see.
Yeah, they don't pat me or anything, which you know I wouldn't mind either.
So you're not against living the life of a pet?
No, I think, you know, I sometimes think about pets and I think, wow, they really do have a nice time. And I wouldn't mind a slice of that.
What I think we were both trying to say is that we are the hosts of Sound Deals, the world's first podcast shopping network.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well for ourselves and the deals that we are selling you today are pretty amazing.
They are indeed, yes. We, or rather, the Sound Deals team have sourced some of the finest deals out there. Some of them come from you, the listeners. And it is our job, it's our privilege, to tell you all about them.
And the first deal that we'll be sharing with you is one of those that one of the Sound Deals listeners has emailed in.
Was that written down in your riff plan?
Yeah, no, that was written down. But,
all of the pauses?
I was running out of ink when I wrote that sentence.
Let's have a look at your script. Interest. Okay, yeah. No, you have. There's a sort of some full stops.
Yeah, a couple of
stutters.
Yeah.
And it just says in brackets, say the whole thing uncertainly. So, I mean, yeah, flawless delivery.
Thank you. I do my best.
Unusual concept, but I can't fault it.
Why not?
But yes, as Ivan sort of said then, the first product was indeed sent in by a loyal Sound Deals listener, and it is as follows.
Sad Trough.
The Sad Trough.
The Sad Trough. Yes, indeed. Given to us by Jane from the bowels of the labyrinth.
Thank you so much, Jane. And we hope that all is well in the bowels of the labyrinth. And we thank you for finding your way to the edge of the labyrinth in order to give us word of the Sad Trough.
Oh, the Sad Trough. I mean, the Sad Trough made me happy.
It made me absolutely delighted. We were over the moon to receive the Sad Trough. There is nothing sad about the Sad Trough.
No, of course. No. SAD, S-A-D is an acronym.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't stand for seasonal affective disorder.
No.
No. In fact, it's hoping to supplant that in the search rankings.
And I'm sure it will very, very shortly.
Yeah, when it goes out into the world.
Yeah.
Ivana, you obviously tested it for 30 days. Remind me once again what it stands for.
The Simple Advice Denture
Trough.
Trough.
Yes, it's the simple advice denture trough. So it's not dentures that give you simple advice. It is a trough that gives you simple advice when you place your dentures in it.
Yes, it couldn't be simpler than that, really.
No, it couldn't. The clue is in the title. It is simple. So, Ivan, now the interesting thing here, and there are sometimes side effects of the contract Ivan signed. Prior to using this item,
no
you didn't have dentures,
no,
did you?
I didn't.
No. However,
now I have
you've
dentures.
Got yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, let's go straight to the point. You had your teeth removed and some lovely dentures popped in.
Yes. Unfortunately, once we finish recording,
yes.
I will of course have those
dentures. The
dentures
will have to go. And I'd suggest you're going to have a crack at popping the old teeth back in.
I will. I did keep them.
They let you keep them.
Yes.
Lovely. What are you supposed to do? Do you keep them in milk or?
Oh, I wish.
Oh,
they're just in a Hessian bag.
Right. Do you think Hessian has any kind of properties that might keep the...
No, it's just the cleanest thing I could find.
That was the cleanest thing you could find?
Yes.
A Hessian sack?
Yes.
For your teeth. Great. Well,
well, it's a Hessian sack for onions.
Oh, right. Okay.
But the teeth are in there.
Nice. Are they kind of in with the onions? Or did
I've just put them in a separate onion.
Right. Nothing horrific about the image of an onion just peppered with your teeth, like the sort of, like the devil's Christingle.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to eat it, so that's all good.
No, I don't think. I mean, if anything, it's almost being eaten by your teeth.
Yes.
As we speak. But let's not get sidetracked by the onion tooth. We are talking about the Sad Trough.
Yes.
So, Ivan, 30 days. Dentures in.
Dentures in. Pop your head in the trough.
Pop your head in the trough.
Give it a chew.
You chew the trough.
Once you pop your head inside the trough,
yep,
you'll find there are a number of protruding latex, the kind of like teats.
Yes, yes, of course.
Which you bite.
Yes, of course.
And
is that where the advice is dispensed from?
And no, the advice is dispensed from some speakers, but they are inside the trough.
Right.
So you get to properly hear that advice.
Absolutely. Also, and forgive me here, this is, forgive. I I've had quite a busy few weeks. I didn't have time to glance in detail at the Sad Trough's instruction manual. I had foolishly thought that as it was a trough for dentures, you would take them out and just pop them in the trough.
No.
And go about your business.
No, not at all.
No,
You have to wear dentures because of the conductivity.
Tell me more.
So you have to wear metal dentures.
Like the villain Jaws.
Yep, that's correct.
From the James Bond film.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So you have to wear metal dentures, and then when you bite upon these latex
teeth, right?
Once you nibble through enough,
You have to chew through the teeth.
You do. Then you'll hit some kind of cable,
right?
And then that will activate the simple advice,
right? Which comes through the speakers. Okay, but it's just a case of not being able to turn on the speakers unless you do this.
No, yeah,
right, absolutely, And obviously, we don't want to give the game away too much. It's proprietary information, and Sad Trough PLC, you know, do retain the majority of the rights to that information. We can't give away too much. However, I know that the Sound Deals listeners would love to hear a little bit about the sort of advice that you were given.
Yeah.
As you were there, face down in the trough, having chewed through the latex teat and got to that juicy metal core.
Well, simple. Is really what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So simple, sometimes it's undecipherable.
Oh, really? So if you were able to give maybe one example of a piece of simple advice that you were given when you chewed through to the cable.
Yeah, so I had one that was just do.
Okay. Just do.
Do.
Okay. Very, very simple, yeah.
Yeah, so that's simple advice.
Almost sort of Buddhist in its kind of simplicity. May I ask one other, perhaps?
Sure. Yep.
That was it? Yep.
Yep, that was it.
Yep, the word yep.
Yep.
Do and yep.
Yep. So very positive.
Yeah, they are quite positive. And so you're there, you've chewed through, you have the conductivity between your teeth and the cable, which activates the speakers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you hear the word once? Does it repeat?
Oh, no. It, much like, a Buddhist monk's bowl that rings and rings and rings.
Yes.
So do these words.
Oh, so how would it, that sort of...
So so do,
yep.
Came out like this. Do.
I see. Hypnotizing almost.
Yep.
And as for yep?
Yep went yep, 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 yep,
almost sort of almost maddening, that one.
Yes, yeah, very, very, very maddening. Considering you're chewing on that teat and you have to wait for the full advice. Even though it's very simple, it often lasts hours.
Oh, right, so you're not permitted to leave that position.
No.
Oh, so how long were you listening to?
Well, I think, what's interesting, I find, is that when using the trough, once I've got my teeth through the latex and I'm hitting the metal, then I think there's some kind of electricity that surges back and kind of clamps my jaws shut.
Wow.
So whilst that speaker is going, yeah, I'm completely clamped onto the advice teat.
Of course.
And I can't let go until it finishes.
And it's really an exercise in mindfulness, isn't it?
Because it is.
We live in this fractured world where you've got screens to the left and screens to the right. And, you know, who among us can say we really just focus on one thing? And I mean, you were really, for that 30 days, you know, I didn't see you. You weren't eating a great deal.
No.
You weren't really, you were barely unclamping your jaws during that time.
Yeah, I was just head in the trough. And obviously, you know, you just have to kind of kneel down and just shove your head in, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And now some people might inquire as to, you know, does that result in any back pain or anything along those lines?
To use the words of the Sad Trough, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's the Sad Trough, available now. ¶¶
Raver Wire.
Oh, the Raver Wire. I felt so alive using the Raver Wire.
Put your hands in the air, but very carefully, because there could be Raver Wire about.
Yeah, please, please do be careful using Raver Wire. It will protect your home.
Yes. From ravers or to enable you to rave safely. Refresh my memory.
So, well, what's interesting is that the Raver Wire will come to you in a trailer.
It'll come to you in a trailer?
Yeah.
So you don't deliver it?
No, the Raver Wire is in a trailer. I attach the trailer to my bike.
Right. Okay.
Then I pedal.
You pedal to a house.
I pedal to a house.
Okay, yep. Yep, forgive me. Yep, so the trailer's there.
Open up the trailer. Mm-hmm. You'll find a dozen ravers.
Okay.
All connected.
Yes.
By a wire.
In a sort of chain gang kind yes. of style.
You can place them wherever you want.
Right. Have the ravers consented to any of this? Just the notion of them being kind of chained together, the phrase you can place them wherever you want.
And then as soon as they see anyone,
yes,
they start raving.
Wonderful. Of course they do. They're ravers. And we absolutely love that. Yes, for sure. And I think, you know, these days we all struggle to make time to just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're plugged in, we're clocked on, we're constantly hustling, we're constantly working. I think if you go to Manchester before too long, you'll find someone banging on about how great it was in the 90s. And those people can be very tedious. But what we do know is that there was a certain energy in those days, which we have been able to kind of bottle, capture, monetize for the modern day.
And what is great is that the Raver Wire, the company Raver Wire,
yes,
has gotten those people that were in the Hacienda.
Yes, it is the original crew. The Madchester crew, really.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are not young ravers.
No, they're not. But what they are is original ravers.
They're the OGs, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And it is, to be honest, it's good that they have a trailer to take them around from place to place.
Yes.
It's quite comfortable for them, I think.
Yeah, but... to be honest, they like it.
Yes, yeah.
And their time spent not raving, they spend it reminiscing with each other about how great the raving days were.
And indeed, just napping.
Yes.
Yeah. But the point is, these people are at their best, they're at their peak when they are recreating, not even recreating, because it's the original, it's like the Olympic flame that has never gone out. It is the spirit of the Hacienda, of those legendary Manchester nightclubs,
yeah,
which they keep going.
And it's a really interesting security system.
Yes, absolutely, is what it is. Forget guard dogs. Who, not even the most ardent criminal, could be bothered to speak to a slightly pilled up gentleman or woman in their sort of mid-50s, early 60s, mm-hmm, at this point, mm-hmm, talking about sort of bands and DJs that at this point they've never heard of.
Yeah. And, you know, before you set them up, they do all double drop.
Yes, absolutely, as standard. And not this just modern stuff, mate, the old stuff, the good stuff, mate, the good stuff. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, that was just playing a little clip of some of the ravers.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yes. And it goes on, it does go on in that manner for a while.
For quite some time.
Yeah. Honestly, mate, no, any given weekend, mate, you're gonna have the best night of your life, mate. No doubt. Yeah, you kind of see where it goes.
So yeah, they all double drop. Then you hand out the whistles.
Yes. Yes. And a real top tip is it is worth possibly thinking about going on holiday at some point around this time.
It's, I mean, they are great to... I wouldn't keep them in your house.
Certainly not. Good grief, no.
But on the perimeter.
Yes, but they quite like that because it feels a bit like an illegal, you know, an outdoor,
yeah,
rave. It's like, you know, before it got kind of too commercial.
That's right. Leave them in your garden.
Yes.
And you won't have any intruders.
No, indeed.
Because you'll have, you know, a week-long rave. cave happening in the garden.
We have tested it, and as far as I know, there is no real upper limit to how long these people...
They'll keep going.
They will just keep on going, yeah, won't they? And, you know, and fair play to them. Now, Ivan, obviously, you operated the Raver wire from the warehouse.
I did.
I know you're not really allowed sort of out of the warehouse particularly.
No, I'm not. So I did have to just keep them inside the warehouse with me.
So did they rave for 30 days?
So they raved for 30 days. And it was a long 30 days.
Right.
Because really, I really would recommend using this product as a security tool for when you are not there. You know, why have an alarm go off whilst you're in a house, you
and
know?
Frankly, why can't home security be a bit of fun?
Well, totally.
You know, there are all sorts of austere measures, terrifying technological solutions. A couple of good old guys and gals from back in the day throwing a few shapes, having a bit of a sit down, but then really getting back up and into it. You know, it's fun for them and it's safe for you as long as you're not near.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You really don't want to be near. What's interesting about the Raver wire is that if an intruder does try to break in, they will assimilate them into the rave.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they'll spike their drink and then they'll
Well, goodness, if I was concerned about the ethics of the original ravers at the start, I mean, that's really been supplanted by that bit of bombshell information. But I mean, I suppose, you know, two wrongs, I think the phrase is two wrongs make a right.
Yes, that is the phrase.
Two wrongs make a right. So this intruder was breaking in. That wrong is sort of neutralized.
It is.
By the ravers presumably popping a 90s ecchi in their drink.
Yes.
What happens if the prospective burglar doesn't have a drink?
The ravers find a way. They will find a way.
The ravers will find a way.
Yeah, they have their old school ways of getting everyone raving.
They're very convivial. They're very hostly. I mean, yeah, no.
They'll give you a drink.
You're going to be having a drink, aren't you? Someone's going to pop a drink in your hand. And before you know it, you will be attached to the wire.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, what you might find is you start off with a dozen ravers.
Yeah.
Old ravers.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you might come home after a week-long holiday, and you'll find maybe, you know, another four ravers have joined
the gang.
The gang.
Essentially, it is a bit like a Venus flytrap, really, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you get to see exactly how effective your security tool has been, which is unique because, you know, for alarms and things, all you know is that someone's run away. Here, you get to see that, you know, these people were trying their luck.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in many ways, they have lucked out because they found a new path in life, which is just following their bliss.
Yes.
They get to go back into the trailer. They move on. You know, we presume irreparable brain damage over time, but that is, you know, that's on them, really.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It is on them. Now, because I set up the Raver wire inside,
yes,
I unfortunately, after, you know, a day, was assimilated.
Yes, I thought that might be the case.
I did go on a 30, you know, a 29-day long rave.
Good grief.
Then when the Raver wire company came to pick up the ravers, put them back in the trailer.
Yes.
And then keep them there for whoever next wanted to buy them.
Yeah. Again, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They realized what had happened and then they cut me off the wire.
Right.
Pop me in a room, let me come down.
Oof, which... A 29-day...
Yeah, a 29-day rave.
I say, I can only imagine that was...
It took a while, but I feel much better now.
Well, I'd imagine you would.
So do be careful. Don't accidentally get yourself entangled into the raver wire.
Yeah.
Wire.
Don't get high on your own supply of home security ravers, because they will try and... They'll try and get you in. They're a fun bunch. So that is the Raver wire. We must point out that the Sound Deals team are not responsible for the well-being of the ravers, nor do we have anything to do with the legal status of the ravers. That is between the ravers and the Raver wire company.
Yeah, totally. And nor are you responsible for their well-being.
again, but yeah, it's a unique setup, and it
just don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Go on holiday. Have a great time.
Absolutely. Don't think about it is what we say. Just have a good time like the ravers are doing.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Ivan, take a look at your watch. What is the time? It is, of course, Brandbassador o'clock.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, because I do not have a watch.
Well, that's okay, because I was sort of speaking metaphorically. However, it is time to be joined by a very special Brandbassador here today live in the Sound Deals warehouse. He is a majestic actor, character comedian, but he's also got an extraordinary mind for Sound Deals. Ladies and gentlemen, Kieran Hodgson, welcome to the warehouse.
Hello, internet and warehouse.
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Very, very, very well, and very warm. You've got a good central heating system in this warehouse.
Would you believe it's
not common.
It's not central heating.
What is it?
We did have a fire recently, and it's
still going.
All I'm going to say is that the products we're about to sell to you, Sound Deals listeners, they're all fine. So if you want to buy those, you're totally fine.
Smoking.
Yes, they sure are. Has the fire burned out?
Let's talk to Kieran now about what amazing product he's got for you, Sound Deals listeners. We're so excited that you've brought this product in. Before we talk about it, shall we find out what it's actually called?
Of course.
It is, of course...
Ham Aid.
Yes, we absolutely loved Ham Aid. Ivan, who is contractually obliged to spend no less than 30 days experiencing the product intensely, has had a real experience with Ham Aid. But, I mean, as it's your product, we'd love to give the Sound Deals listener the full Ham Aid introduction.
Well, Ham Aid is my life, and I, funnily enough, got the idea for the title when I... was watching a certain television program you might have heard of, and I thought, yes, but what's the Ham Aid's tale?
Yes.
And basically, we've all had a bloody nightmare with ham over the years.
Oh,
it's
tell me about it.
It's too big, it's too heavy. How do you slice it? When you have sliced it, how do you store it? If you've got pre-sliced, how do you pick it up?
Or how do you unslice it if you were hoping for unsliced?
Well, exactly. And Ham Aid is a big machine that can do everything that you find it difficult to do with a ham. We're looking at an upgrade to create a ham from a pig. At the moment, we're still very much, as Ivan will know, you have to have a ham.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In order to be aided.
You do. Luckily, the Sound Deals production team provided me with one ham at the start of the 30 days. And that's the ham
that you were aiding for the entire time.
Yeah, for my solid 30 days. So I would recommend refreshing your ham every couple of days.
It's the Stana Stairlift of cooked meat. And, you don't want to be getting in that stairlift and just going up and down without, washing and what have you in between. So that's the principle that that you're, I think, trying to explain there is that, change your ham regularly and the Ham Aid will sing.
it surely will. For too long, ham usage has gone unaided throughout the country. Throughout the continent, throughout the world. And Kieran, I think we both want to thank you for stepping up to the plate, quite literally, and changing the state of affairs within the world of ham. Does it work with other porcine products, or does it need to be specifically ham at this point? As someone who hasn't actually had a personal interaction with the product, that's all been Ivan. He's been greedily using it for the 30 days, so I've not actually been able to get involved.
He's been the man with the ham, yeah. And I'm very, very grateful for that. No, we are, you know, I think there's a lot of people in the world, you know, who overextend when they go into other product areas. You know, Elon Musk is off into space. Is he going to survive that? I'm not sure. Ham Aid is for ham. That's our slogan. And there is no place for lamb, beef, or indeed any other bit of the pig. It is just ham, because we believe that aiding people in the best way with ham is the way to make our brand stand out in the lower reaches of John Lewis, where it's available. I mean, who else can help you core a ham? No one.
Absolutely no one. And Ivan, I believe you did. Well, I mean, Ivan, talk us through your ham aid experience, because it was quite a journey.
Happily. Now, unfortunately, my ham aid was locked on demo mode. So the only option I had was pre-chew. So I had a pre-chewed
and
ham.
And obviously you began the 30 days with one full ham. How much
correct.
How much of your ham was pre-chewed on the first day?
Instantly.
The whole
ham.
Because it is a very efficient machine.
It really is efficient, and my gosh, does it chew that ham. It did come out just as you'd think, actually, if you were
cometh
to chew
the
it.
Hour cometh the ham. That's what I always say. And the genius of the ham aid is that whatever ham is in your plan, get ready, Stan. That ham is pretty good, fam. I'm not solely in charge of marketing.
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, those words resonate and are as true now as I think they ever have been.
It was such a shame that my ham aid was on demo mode only. If I had the full ability, it has 34 different modes, which I could see, but I couldn't activate.
Absolutely, and Ivan memorized those.
Yes,
and we would
of course.
Love to hear them. Actually, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. Obviously, we know that there's pre-chew, and there's core.
Yep.
Which brings it down to a mere 32.
There's corkscrew.
Yeah.
There's jump.
Yeah.
There's reskin. There's rebone.
There's slice, dice. There was one called mice that I wasn't quite sure what that meant.
I mean, as we've seen, Kieran has a, you know, propensity for rhyming. So sometimes, you know, things go a little off piece. But
and one that was nice.
Well, there's mice A and mice B. Mice A, it turns the ham into mice. Mice B brings mice into the ham, and we don't know where from. A problem that we're still trying to work through.
Sure, but why not pop it as part of the product and advertise it in the booklet?
It's not a bug; it's a feature.
Yes, that is. Yes, you're absolutely true. I mean, do you want to go through more of the modes?
I mean, well, if Amber's just gonna, yeah.
Shoe, both as in makes the ham into a shoe, and shoe as in you can just say, oh, I'm fed up with this ham, shoe, and it will just catapult it out of out of a window if you've got a window open, or into a window.
And also shoe, choux,
the popular pastry.
The pastry.
Yes.
So you can make ham pastry.
Well, there's shoe with an XA and shoe with an XB. Shoe with an XA makes the ham into a shoe pastry.
And shoe with an XB weirdly summons a load of mice for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why, but yeah, we saw that we don't know exactly where they come from, but they...
It's a vast and complicated machine, arguably of extraterrestrial origin, and those of us involved in reproducing and selling it are still trying to find out what on earth... It does.
I was going to comment on the size of the ham aid. We are, of course, in quite a sizable warehouse, and it does take up most of the warehouse.
Quarter.
Yeah, yeah, a solid quarter.
It's the largest item, I think, comfortably the largest item we've ever had in the Sound Deals warehouse, and it does loom over us.
Would you Would you kill me if I said that it scares me?
Kieran, between you, me, the bedpost, and the Sound Deals listeners, there is a good reason why I haven't experienced it myself. I'm not forbidden from trying out the Sound Deals products. Many of them I have given a go, but the kind of the monstrous, almost moaning noise that it emits when it's turned on, and then which somehow grows louder when it's turned off.
I just presumed you didn't use it because you're Jewish.
That too. Although there is a kind of a de-hamming feature, which I understand that a number of rabbis, if we could have got it off demo mode, if you can de-ham your ham.
If you want a ham with no ham in it, this is the product for you.
Absolutely.
You put the ham in the tray at the top, and then before you know it, nothing ham related comes out of the tray at the bottom.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it's...
It's
wondrous to behold.
Yeah, from that perspective, you know, the ideal product. But again, if I know that, it was locked on demo mode. I think after sort of day four or five, I saw Ivan's willpower begin to sort of crack as the pre-chewed ham kept getting, more and more pulped into a kind of fine, sort of jam-like liquid. And I saw him kind of scrabbling at the kind of sort of the motherboard type situation under a kind of a panel in an attempt to kind of hotwire the machine, I suppose, into doing any other function.
Unfortunately, I activated something called post chew, which actually. I mean, I think it just doubled the amount of chewing.
Right.
It's a chewer.
I think that might have been Chew B. I think I was on Chew A, and then Chew B, which was just more chewy, but featuring some mice.
There were some mice, yes, which were being chewed up within. Yeah. Again, their provenance unknown, but they were kind of in amongst the chewed ham. Would you say
if you have ever seen your grandma get a ham out of the fridge and she takes it off the shelf and it's just a little bit heavier than she thought and she goes, this is the product for you.
Absolutely. And this product can be yours today for as little as how much, Kieran?
£78,000.
A very reasonable. I mean, given the scale of the item and the fact that it is, you know, potentially extraterrestrial in origin.
Yes, I found it in a pit, and I have been seeking to understand what it means.
And there is only one.
Now.
There is only one ham-aid.
Well, there is an original one, and we have simply copied it rather irresponsibly, you might say. I suppose as a child. Picks up a violin, I have picked up the ham aid, but somehow I'm a child who can then make another violin. So I'm quite a bright child.
Well, congrats. And what grade ham aid would you say you are?
8.
I mean, classically trained ham, deconstructed ham, and all ham variants, courtesy of the mighty Kieran Hodgson, and the mysterious ham aid. Is there any truth to the rumour that you're planning to release a ham bead?
Yes, this will be on sale on the island of Lindisfarne. It's a small recreation of the Anglo-Saxon saint, the Venerable Bead, made of pork. And yes, that will. It's projected to lose a great deal of money, but it's a passion project of mine.
So, if you'd like to support that wonderful passion project, quite literally, then yeah, I mean, get on the phone for a mere £78,000. You could be in possession of a genuine replica ham aid, and yeah, simply don't try too hard to switch it off demo mode because I mean, Ivan, I think it's safe to say that's how the fire was, in fact.
It will catch fire and will cause fire, and it will eject fiery mice from within its realms.
From within its realms. Kieran Hodgson, thank you so much for joining us in the warehouse.
pleasure. Help me.
Well, folks, that is more or less all we have time for today here at the Sound Deals Warehouse. We'd love to thank Kieran Hodgson, our magnificent brand ambassador, for joining us today, and encourage you to follow him on Twitter at Kieran C. Hodgson.
Or Kieran Chodgson, if you ignore the C and make it part of his now, part of his new surname.
Ivan, is this part of some pre-written riffing that you have been hoping I will participate in?
Because C and H actually make a ch sound. So chew on over to Kieran Chodgson on Twitter and watch some of his great vids. Great vids. He does lots of things about TV shows, which unfortunately they look very funny, but I don't know what they're referencing because we don't have a TV here in the warehouse.
No, you don't have a television in the warehouse, but you do have access to Twitter.
Yes,
and you're able to watch his videos.
Yes.
So you can watch his fabulous Bad Impression series, which I highly encourage you to watch. Talk me through it. So you have the ability. What device do you scroll Twitter and watch Kieran's videos on, Ivan?
So I have a smartwatch.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Which the Sound Deals producers use to monitor my heart rate when I'm taking products around the world.
Right. They want to keep. Ensure that you're alive.
No, they actually use it to make sure that I'm working hard enough.
Right.
So they always want to make sure that when I'm delivering a product that I never actually go below a certain.
I see
a certain resting.
It's a bit like the film Speed. If it were a sort of haunting social experiment in a way. It's quite exciting to be a part of, I would imagine.
It is. And that is why, Sound Deals listeners, if you do buy a product from us and if I am the one that is delivering that product
it's very likely.
Oh, it's more than likely that I am the one.
The probability is high.
Yeah. If you do buy that product, I won't be hanging around to have a chat with you, even if you do want to, you know, offer me a little sit down or a little glass of water, whatever.
Are you able to like run on the spot or do jumping jacks?
Yeah. You'll often find me kind of just doing jumping jacks outside your house or flat.
Especially, I suppose, if someone isn't in and you need to deliver a package directly to them.
Yes, and you really, you know, it's the Sound Deals promise that we will deliver it to you.
Absolutely.
So often I find myself just trying to find you. I become friends with a private investigator who can help track people down for me.
Wow. So do you engage his services personally?
Yes. Yeah, no, of course. It's, you know, the Sound Deals team have made me promise that I will deliver it to you in person.
Yeah, of course.
How I go about doing that is up to me.
Yes, indeed.
If I can't find, if you're not in... then I will be reprimanded.
Yes, but I mean, the great thing is they trust you to work that out for yourself.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's down to my use of my finances.
Absolutely. And do you, out of interest, what happens if your heart rate were to go out of the kind of the safe zone, I suppose you could call it, which I guess is quite high.
It is high.
The high safe zone down into the more dangerous kind of calm, like resting zone. What would be the implications there?
Well, you know, I think that the Sound Deals producers would be very upset, first of all.
Of course.
That I'm not providing the best service that I can.
Yeah, you're not really committing as much as you could do to the process of delivering those products.
Yeah, totally. So first of all, I get a little shock in my wrist.
And that comes from the watch.
Yeah, that does come.
Okay.
It is a smartwatch.
Yes.
And it does have Twitter.
Right, yes.
As we know.
Yes.
Because that's also how the producers contact me.
They contact you via Twitter?
Yes.
Public account?
It's a public account. It looks very much like a bot, and there is a code. So
right,
for those reading the stream, they wouldn't really understand it.
Okay, but what is it like? Just a series of sort of numbers and
it's numbers and letters.
Okay,
and then I have a book to decipher the code. And normally, once I've deciphered it, they're asking me to pick up the pace, and that I've been spending too much time
reading the book,
standing still, reading the book, trying to decode what they're telling me.
Yeah, how many codes are there? How many different kind of...
There are a lot of different codes.
Really?
Yeah, there's 400 different codes.
Interesting. Now, I'm just a novice here, so this is probably a naive question.
Yeah.
But why couldn't they just tweet you using your classic sort of words?
Well, you know, sometimes they are referring to where I am. They want to keep the anonymity of the Sound Deals listeners who are buying products.
Yes.
So, you know, if I happen to be on a certain street,
yes,
then they don't want to say, you better start running down this street.
No, of course, which is the kind of thing they would be saying.
It would be the kind of thing they would be telling me, yeah.
Yes, of course. And... yeah, I suppose, as opposed to just communicating via any other form of private, mode.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just because they don't want me to have those things.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So it makes sense. And I suppose, you know, for them, you've got the book, you've got the code.
Yeah, and that's why I don't have a Twitter account that I can use myself.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So is the smartwatch logged into... a sort of a Sound Deals managed...
It's a Sound Deals managed stream, but luckily the Sound Deals team follows all of our brand ambassadors, which is why I get such great content on my stream.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could always ask the Sound Deals team to even follow some of the major television channels, and you might at the very least get yourself perhaps a trailer here.
That'd
and there
fun.
Maybe a short recap
hey,
video.
Look, I've had trailers from some of the previous guests, so that's enough for me.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you're a busy man.
Also the watch, I mean, it doesn't have sound, so I, you know, what I do see, I just see the muted subtitled version.
Certainly. The fact that a lot of Kieran's videos are very, very accurate and clever impressions probably may have passed you by.
That's great.
Next time you watch it, I presume you're probably a dab hand at lip reading these days. Just really do imagine that he's sort of very artfully skewering and lampooning with great affection some of... our ones, you know, popular television shows.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic.
Great. Well, as I say, that's all we've got time for.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a minute.
Sorry, what was that sound? I think we've got some product recalls.
Is that when...
Yeah, sorry about this, Sound Deals listeners, doesn't happen very often, okay. But a couple of products we need to actually recall for various reasons. We'll just rattle through that.
Great.
And then we'll bid you farewell.
Splendid.
Columbus Gel.
Columbus Gel, named after the explorer. Unfortunately, no one who bought it ever discovered the gel because they all went missing.
Park Poison Pants.
Yes, the Park Poison Pants unfortunately did poison anyone who entered a park.
Which is exactly what it sounded like they do, to be fair.
Yes. No, they were supposed to be anti-poison pants.
Right.
For those who like to traipse around parks.
In pants. But were hoping not to be poisoned.
Yes.
A real letdown.
But these were made out
of. And they also let themselves down as well, which was unfortunate.
List Gist.
Yes, unfortunately, the list gist didn't really get the gist of your list, and would just tell you that you need milk.
Yeah, it was sent by Big Milk to infiltrate people's lists and try and encourage milk sales.
Treacle diluter.
unfortunate misprint. The treacle diluter was actually a treacle dilator. And there were some very sticky complaints for which we can only apologise.
Teeth assembler.
We are really sorry to all of those amateur dentists at home trying out the teeth assembler. Unfortunately, the teeth that you have assembled are deadly. So please do not put them in your mouth. Please do not put them in anyone else's mouth.
And also to all the amateur dentists at home, just stop. Please. Please.
Training wine.
It turns out wine for six-year-olds is illegal. It's very illegal. And it is just wine.
Yes, it was well marketed. But training wine, yes, it's simply wine for children. We do not endorse this product.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.